Fancy, hum?
If they want Bashir's wool, I get all the money, right?
Well, you raised him.
What'll I buy? I never had money before.
Oh, no. He doesn't look well.
They told me I'd find help here in Mecca.
And you have.
Siham!
Papa, where are you going?
We can't just leave. We have to take care of this man first.
But what about Bashir?
Remember what the Quran teaches about charity, Siham. For those who give in charity, men and women, and loan to Allah a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manyfold. If we don't live by that, well, then we're no better than the people who used to rule this city. You know, Siham, Mecca was a different place then. Hundreds of idol gods surrounded the Kaaba. And for people who were poor, like myself, life was very difficult. Why, thank you, sir.
I'll take that.
When I loan money, I expect to be paid back.
Please, I need it. My family is hungry.
You should have thought of that before.
Hey, get him!
Welcome to Mecca! You've all traveled so far. Remember, be generous in your offerings. Very generous. And the gods will bless you. What?
Oh, great and holy Shazar. Now I've given you everything I owe.
You're paid to polish, not to pray, Sumaya. It's the pilgrimage season. I want these gods to shine.
Oh, Mecca, thy name is kindness, and thy virtue is like a flower in full bloom.
I hate you. Now give me the answer. Patience, Suhail. The prophecy of the divine arrows cannot be rushed. Oh, well chosen, Suhail. Go ahead with your scheme to cheat the swordmaker, for the arrows say you won't get caught.
Indeed.
Thief!
Ah, you've a good eye for slaves, Suhail.
Please, set me free. Please.
I'll take him. Halal.
Remember this. They can whip your body, but your soul is free. It belongs to no one.
You! Out of the way! Throw them again, boy. Remember, lose, and you become my slave.
No!
You're mine!
Thank you.
Get up and get out of here!
Look at all these people. The most successful pilgrimage in years.
Good thing the gods are here in Mecca. Some of these pilgrims aren't too bright. They're paying twice what the goods are worth.
No. It's true. We'd be stupid not to raise the price on everything.
What has become of our charity? These pilgrims are on a sacred journey to a holy place. We used to take pride in supplying water and shelter for the faithful. Now it seems we pride ourselves in taking advantage of their devotion.
I won't listen to this!
He's Abu Jahal. Abu Talib is our leader.
Yes, and he's my brother. But that doesn't mean I have to sit here and listen to false accusations.
The pilgrims would dry up and blow away if it weren't for us. We're worth 10 times what we take. He thinks he can lecture us just because his clan takes care of the Kaaba.
We must change our ways.
Careful, Abu Talib. Change can be dangerous.
Little did Abu Talib know that the nephew he raised, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, was about to change the world forever. For at that time, at the age of 40, he was climbing toward a cave outside the city, to be alone, to pray and ponder. He was troubled by all the injustice of Mecca. Slavery, the mistreatment of women, greed, gambling, the sacrificing of babies, and the reliance on idol gods made of wood and stone. Not the one God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. So as he did every year, he came to that cave. Suddenly, he was surrounded by light. When he looked up, he saw the Archangel Gabriel standing before him. He was speechless. "Read," said the angel. "Don't know how," was the reply. Gabriel repeated his command 3 times, and each time the reply was the same. And then Gabriel taught him,
"Read in the name of your Lord, the Creator. He created man from a clot of blood. Read. Your Lord is the most bounteous who taught the use of the pen. He has taught man what he did not know."
And then Gabriel vanished. Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, shook with fear and confusion. He stumbled out of the cave and ran for home. He doubted what he had seen, but on his way down the mountain, Gabriel appeared again and said,
"Muhammad, you are the messenger of God, and I am Gabriel."
He tried to turn away, but no matter where he looked, Gabriel was there. Repeating his message,
"Muhammad, you are the messenger of God, and I am Gabriel."
Once the angel was gone, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, struggled for home. When he finally arrived, he was shivering. He asked Khadija to cover him. He told her everything he had seen and heard. He told her he feared for his sanity or that he had become possessed. But Khadija assured him that God would not allow an evil spirit to overtake a man like him, who had always told the truth and cared for the poor and needy. Soon after, Khadija went to her cousin, a religious scholar, and told him what had happened.
"Your husband is a prophet of God. The people will accuse him of lying and many other evils. Oh, and he will be cast out."
Despite her cousin's warning, Khadija believed all her husband had told her, and she never hesitated in becoming Islam's first believer. And soon, others followed.
"I keep hearing rumors about Muhammad's secret meetings."
"Please, Abu Jahal."
"But he's teaching something. I don't know what it is yet, but his adopted son Zayd has joined him, and so has his cousin Ali."
"So what? The rest are beggars and slaves."
"But he must be punished."
"For what?"
"For teaching something different."
"Look, if his followers were men of power, if his teachings were dangerous, I'd fall on him like an ocean. But this is Muhammad, Abu Jahal. Al-Amin, the honest one."
"Bah!"
For 3 years, the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, preached in secret. It was during this time, Siham, that I first heard his teachings.
"I'm not sure we should be doing this."
"You have to hear him, Mother."
"We'll be all right, Jalila. Inside, quickly.
There's more tonight than ever before."
"Thank you, Jaffer."
Where do you go every night?
To hear a prophet of God. What a feeling to learn the way of Islam from God's messenger. Peace and blessing be upon him. His revelations, the Quran, offered the most beautiful words we had ever heard. He taught us, all the gods of Mecca are powerless. There's only one God, the God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. And you have to surrender everything to him. There's no such thing as rich or slave in the eyes of God. All are equal. And the poor aren't to be put down and despised. They're to be cared for. The Quran says, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Women aren't possessions. They're God's creations and just as important as any man. Respect them. The earth is a gift from God. Treat it gently. You are its caretaker. And remember, you will all be judged according to your deeds. Many became Muslims that night. We showed our faith with a simple pledge.
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet.
There is no God but God.
And Muhammad is his prophet.
No God but Allah.
And Muhammad is his prophet.
You won't believe it, Amal. He says all men are created equal in the sight of God. You have to take me to him.
I knew you would see the danger of Muhammad's preaching.
Of course I see it. He must be stopped.
You cannot stop Muhammad.
What?
Bilal, come back. You'll be whipped.
They can whip my body, but not my soul.